From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
A new survey has found people who wake up early have more sex than night owls and make about 10% more money.
I could possibly believe that.
I don't know if... The average early bird gets 7 hours of sleep and has sex 3 times a week. Doesn't say whether or not they're having sex in the morning when they get up. Or I don't know. Anyway, they say they are more likely to be married, more likely to work in an office, more likely to be late for work, which might support that whole, you know, morning sex thing, and more likely to use Facebook, they say.
Where do they get this crap?
I don't know. Who knows? The average night owl, conversely, only gets 6 hours of sleep, has sex twice a week, is less likely to work in an office, more likely to use Instagram. I know, right? And more likely to sleep with their pets in their bed, which has nothing to might have something to do with the fact they only get to have sex twice a week.
However, they do say that women who sleep with their pets are happier.
Well, yeah. But that's the whole man thing. We suck. What can I say? All right, it's time for the news. I understand we have a new national nightmare today.
Yes, we do.
We have a big one.
Well, we're going to take a look at our new national nightmare this morning.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky cheated to get her daughter into college.
God, can you believe
that? Aunt Becky, what the heck?
And I mean, she was like listed first. She was the most famous person on this list of people that they got yesterday.
I can't see how that's the most famous person. There has to be other famous people in there, but evidently there's not a lot.
William H. Macy. He's
well,
not,
yes, him and Felicity Huffman.
But he wasn't arrested.
He was not, but that's just a formality.
Yeah, you think so. Felicity was, though. Holy crap.
At gunpoint by the FBI.
That's got to scare the crap out of you. You think you got to go to the bathroom first thing when you wake up? Just well, answer your door and have a bunch of guns pointing you in the face.
Yeah.
And FBI jackets on. Oh, my God.
Hopefully let her, you know, get out of her robe and get some clothes on.
Now, look, this stuff's been going on. The deal is...
This is not new.
These guys bribed through one guy. As a matter of fact, this was some service this guy had set up where he would go and he would solicit these CEOs and celebrities to help them get their kids better SAT scores.
He put fake stuff on the apps.
Bribed their college coaches and everything to get them in. And a lot of them, like with Lori Loughlin, actually it was two of their daughters, right? Lori Loughlin and her husband actually bribed somebody to get their kids on the rowing team. They had never rowed in their life.
Yep.
But we don't think this happens in football? No.
Jeez, per creepers. I mean, if they cast the net wider, there's not a net big enough.
I don't think so. Except Corruption. They brought this guy down. The guy who...
This is just one guy.
Yeah, it's just one guy. There will be others.
This is just one fish in the sea.
I saw this, I heard this morning. Lori Loughlin's daughter, one of her daughters, is a big YouTube star, I guess. And she made a big deal last year about, I'm just here to party. I hate school anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, and she took somebody's place at USC. Crazy. So, okay.
She's just there to party.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know.
What's going to happen? I mean, you might recall an episode of Full House when Jesse lied on the twins' application to get into a preschool.
there's
an episode of that, Full House. And Aunt Becky, you know, or Becky comes to the rescue.
Maybe that's where she got the idea.
I don't know. She was on the Today Show 2 years ago. And she was making a big deal about, Hoda was making a big deal about her daughter getting into USC and how stressful it was. And she was all smiles and happy. And she said, you know what, if I talk about it, I'm going to cry. And I think she was thinking
because she was afraid she's going to get caught.
She's afraid she's going to get caught.
On national TV.
Oh, my God. And now what happens to Lori, you know, the face of the Hallmark Channel?
I don't know.
You know, right?
I guess it's a different type of a hashtag. #cheat2. I don't know.
I doubt any of these people are going to go to prison for 20 years.
Well, of course not. They're rich and famous.
I'm still curious about William H. Macy.
Felicity Huffman, they did it with one daughter. They started to do it with the second daughter and didn't.
Oh, is that the deal?
So it's just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
But Lori Loughlin, they paid a boatload of money.
$500,000 I heard.
I think Felicity Hoffman paid about $15,000.
Yeah, maybe you should be punished by how little you bribed, how little you spent on your bribe.
So maybe because she wrote the check, I don't know. But William H. Macy, I know it's your birthday, dude, but...
Yeah, that's right. He's 69 today, as a matter of fact.
Maybe the maybe all the sheriffs and the deputies can sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the L.A. Men's. While you're getting booked. All these guys are going to get
out. So is this a felony? What they do is a felony?
I think it is because it's mail fraud. They call it... I saw it was mail fraud or something like that.
Because every time you sign an application and stuff, it says it's perjury, basically.
The minute you fraud something and put it in the mail, that's a felony. Well, our new national nightmare, and it's not the least bit over.
Oh, no. It's just started.
It's just started, kids.
Oh, it's just started. I'm curious to see the list.
Oh, my God.
Me too. Publish the list.
I know, right? I want to know who the CEOs are. It amazes me is that, well, it doesn't amaze me. People can be bought. I can be bought. Hello.
Cheaply, I might add.
Not that expensive.
Reasonably priced.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Reasonably priced. But, you know, I mean, these guys are like bribing coaches and athletic directors and also heads of departments at these colleges. So who's really to blame?
Yeah.
I mean, there's blame
going
around.
There's a chain. There's a food chain.
Man.
But you know, like, there's high schools, and they're that are considered ringer schools.
Well, yeah. We,
Yeah, we know some of them that are
especially here.
Ringer schools for football and
baseball.
Other things,
name
it.
Yeah. Football's this is nothing new. It's just that the FBI finally got their stuff together.
I guess they got bored with other stuff and decided, hey, let's pursue this.
Well, you know, if you can attach a celebrity's name to a scandal, you're going to get more attention. So, I mean, way more attention.
But we're going to also see what happens to the rich and famous who break the law compared to the common man in this story.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. True. Well, our national nightmare. It's worth a view. What we're here for.
We're just going to keep our weather eyes on this one.
Maybe this was the Becky with the good hair that Beyonce was warning us about.
Jeez. I don't think so. But evidently, Lori Loughlin, they went to her house yesterday morning, probably with guns and the FBI and the whole bit, but she wasn't there.
Well, magically,
how
she wasn't
convenient.
There. She probably tipped off. I do understand she's surrendering today.
Yes,
so
she's
I've been
supposed
watching the news,
surrender.
Waiting to see. So,
yeah, well, she has to make sure she's all, you know, her hair is good.
Well, yeah,
so.
Of course. Poor Felicity. I mean, they came and got her at like 6 in the morning. She probably looked like crap. The paparazzi wasn't there, but I guarantee you they'll be at Lori Loughlin's house today or at the cop station when she comes in to surrender.
Oh, you know it.
You know it. The last celebrity that was supposed to give himself up. Took us on a slow speed chase.
But big day for pizza delivery.
The biggest ever. Papa John will be happy today if that happens. We've run out of time today. We will have to save that story, the other story you had for today, for tomorrow or maybe not. Who cares?
It wasn't worth it. Kind of weak sauce.
All right, great. Talk to you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.